Baltimore. Crab cakes, baseball, Barry Levinson and John Waters. Some of the images that might come to mind when thinking about modern times in this historical American city. But for thousands of visitors, Baltimore is a calling port for tourist boats and cargo ships. Elizabeth Perez Luna, a longtime boater, takes us on a cruise into the city.
Any boater worth his compass will tell you there's something rather magical about cruising the Chesapeake Bay and turning west into the mouth of the Patapsco River, which leads to downtown Baltimore. You're immediately immersed in a world of river commerce and leisure boating. Barges and cargo ships glide next to noisy racing boats, imposing yachts, Coast Guard cutters, and all sorts of smaller boats, like our 28-foot cruiser, the Gabby Lady, captained by my husband, Len Persky.
Inner Harbor Marina, Gabby Lady.
At our speed of 16 knots, it takes about half an hour to get from the bay to Baltimore's Inner Harbor, right in the heart of the city. It's a trip that conjures up a rainbow of images of thriving docks and abandoned factories, revitalized historic neighborhoods, modern skyscrapers, big cranes, and marinas. Ken Solaga and his family cruise several times a year to Baltimore from New Jersey. He says a boater sees the city with navigator eyes.
When we're coming into the harbor, we're looking for certain landmarks that people that are in town kind of like take for granted because they're walking around the streets. But we're looking for those landmarks to get our bearings so we know where we're going.
The landmarks can be the cannons protecting Fort McHenry, or the high towers of the Lehigh Cement Factory, the grandiose neon sign of the Domino Sugar Plant, the triangular roofs of the aquarium, or the burned-out house that used to hide runaway slaves for the Underground Railroad.
Okay, here we go.
Hundreds of vessels cross here every day. You don't even need your own boat to do it. There are water taxis, dinner cruises, sailboat rides, and guided tours, all there to help you explore the waters that flow into Baltimore's harbor.
The red roof building up off to the right that has the two spires on the top of it is the St. Casimir, and she is a Roman Polish Catholic church.
Ira Black is the editor-in-chief of the bi-weekly boating publication, The Mariner.
Baltimore is almost, in a way, like canyons, and you've entered this odd world because now you're in a boat, but you're in a city, but you're on the water. The water's a street, but it's not.
Black prefers the quiet coves and small towns of the Chesapeake. But when he talks about Baltimore by water, he can get positively poetic.
And at different times of the day, you get this incredible glow from the sunset or the sunrise, depending on where you are. And it's like you've entered the Golden City, and you can just float around and be awed by all this giant stuff.
South Point was first laid out in 1763.
Around the bend in the river, we spot Fells Point. It's a weathered neighborhood filled with old houses and narrow streets. Large tugboats are tied in the dock along the building that doubles as the police headquarters for the TV series Homicide. There are restaurants, a few markets, galleries, and stores. And Fells Point has more bars, taverns, and pubs per square foot than any other place in Baltimore. It's a remnant of its rough seaport days.
Fells Point. Boats leave here about every 15 minutes. Last one's at midnight tonight. Have fun.
We pull over to talk with Ed Kane. He and his wife command a flotilla of water taxis that crisscross the harbor day and night.
In the case of Baltimore, so much of our city wasn't built facing the water. We sort of forgot we were a world port, you know, for a long time. And they built our buildings facing inward, so to speak. Most of the public travels our streets, and they've got a canyon view of the city. When you get out on the water, you have a perspective, a depth. For example, there's a place out here about a half a mile from where we sit right now where if you sit there on a Sunday morning, you can identify the bells from 23 separate and distinct bell towers. It took us 2 years to track that down using radios and people running around saying, which church is ringing now?
The forecast for Baltimore and the surrounding metropolitan areas and the Upper Eastern Shore.
As we continue to our final destination, the Inner Harbor Marina, the openness of the water allows us to take in the texture of Baltimore. There are the smells of a large commercial bakery, the subtle aroma of the sugar refinery, and whiffs of seafood cooking, which remind me of another favorite pastime for boaters, eating.
Hi, welcome to the Rusty Scupper. My name is Keith. Brief note for you tonight, we have crab cakes on our menu.
The Rusty Scupper's red neon sign dominates the harbor like a lighthouse beacon. You can see it from everywhere. Ed Prutzer, the restaurant's general manager, stopped short of giving us the secret recipe for his crab cakes.
Crab cakes? Well, it's almost all fresh jumbo lump crab meat. And of course you need a little bit to fold it together, so we have our great seasonings in there. A little dry mustard, a little mustard from the crabs themselves, little breadcrumbs and mayonnaise just to hold it together. And of course, you can't have a Maryland recipe without the Old Bay seasoning.
From a table near the window, we see the aquarium's odd-shaped buildings across the harbor, and Baltimore's World Trade Center towers over the area. The Science Museum, a few shops, and the restored Chesapeake Lighthouse are my favorite landmarks.
And just a stone's throw from the harbor here, we have Orioles Park at Camden Yards, where the Orioles are playing tonight.
I remember a fellow boater telling me that in season, he and many of his friends come by boat with their families to go to the ball games. They dock, go to cheer their teams, and then join the thousands of people strolling along the walkway that surrounds the Inner Harbor. People gazing, boat watching, and just plain walking are part of the fun. It's also fun to take in the boat's names. There's Obsession, Liquid Acid, Schedule D, In Conference, Andiamo al Mare, and the Good Egg. Bob Roos owns a boat called No Name Also.
I've had yet to see one Titanic. That seems to be a name people maybe shy away from.
Lynn and I decide to go for a midnight stroll on the walkway to gaze at the lights of the Inner Harbor. Some tour boats are just returning from their floating parties. Other boaters are getting their fishing gear ready. Tomorrow, we'll retrace our route towards the Chesapeake Bay and again marvel at the city's landscape from the water, each time discovering something different. In Baltimore, this is Elizabeth Perez Luna for The Savvy Traveler.